Mark Chambers is our guest in this portion of WRCO's morning show. Are you having a neat summer, are you?
Having a hot summer.
Hot summer.
It has been steamy the last few days.
I always ask that because they would always write that in the yearbook, you know, yeah. have a neat summer.
Have a neat summer. Have a neat summer. No, it's definitely been warm and kind of a fast summer. My gosh, it's flown by, you know. You just blank and summer's gone and we'll be back in school soon. I hate the S word this early in the summer, but it's going to be there.
Well, I think part of it is because you've been busy with Ryan's route. You've got a lot of things, a lot of irons in the fire, don't you?
Yeah. We've been helping out with some things, which is fantastic. I mean, that's the essence of what the organization is all about is helping other people. And so, we've been doing some assistance with different organizations and different events that have been happening. I reached out to Mick Cosgrove when the Thunderfest was coming up. And I noticed that on the Friday before, you know, they were looking for help for setup and stuff. And so I said, hey, Mick, you know, I said, Ryan's going to be able to come over and help you guys out. And well, hey, if you could help, you know, that'd be great. And so we got over there and helped put up some of the lighting, and that they already had the tents and stuff up, so that was really awesome. So we put up some of the lighting and the signs and, you know, some of the stage stuff and all of that. And later Mick told me, he goes, you know, this might have been one of the quickest days we've had. He goes, last year we got out of here at 7:30, and then that day we got out of there at 12:30. If I can save Mick 7 hours, I'm gonna help him save 7 hours. Mick and the others that are helping, the Kent Atzett was down there, and so we had some other folks that were helping out too that kind of joined us to go over there and just lend a hand. You know, that's what it's about. That's what we should be doing, is helping people. So
kind of a pay it forward thing. Then.
Of course it is. I mean, you know, if that gets other people to, you know, maybe reach out and do something else and, you know, maybe they weren't thinking about, you know, wanting to help out with this or that, or, oh man, I don't have the time for, well, sometimes it doesn't take much time. It doesn't take much time at all. And so kind of as a caveat to that, like with the blood drive yesterday, We talked to Bob and Heidi Shear and just said, hey, would you guys mind if we posted something about this? If that would help. They were like, oh my gosh, yeah, that'd be great. You know, so went in and helped them do a little bit of setup, which didn't take long. And it's kind of that many hands, you know, make light work, and did that and some tear down and got some first time blood donors from seeing the video that we put out, which is, I mean, that's amazing. That's fantastic. And if that's all it takes to get someone to want to do good for, you know, for others. And, you know, that's right now the Red Cross has put out the blood emergency. I mean, they're really looking for donors. I mean, it's an acute need. People, I mean, if that's a one thing you can do, I think the average time for a blood donation, you know, for the draw is like 12 minutes. That's 12 minutes out of your day. Of course, you know, there's a little bit of the prep before and the, you know, the recovery after and everything, but man, if it takes a half an hour out of your day and you can save 3 lives, why not try that? You know, just something simple to be able to do.
Mostly. Is this kind of the motto, the mantra of Ryan's Route? Just kind of wherever there's a need?
I think so. I mean, you know, we wanted to just kind of carry on what Ryan's legacy was. And Ryan's legacy was I remember him telling Shelley one day, you know, Mom, I just want to find the good in people. I look for the good in people. And if we can do that, and if we can be some of that good, and we can help other people be some of that good, that kind of is our mantra. I think that when it all boils down, I think we are meant as people to just help other people. And if we can do that, we want to do it in a variety of different ways, however that looks, you know, because it's not, I mean, the needs for people are different all over the spectrum, right? I mean, this person might need financial need. This person might need help with, you know, maybe it's getting a ride back and forth, or, you know, the Red Cross is looking for blood, like all of those things. Or Mick is looking for somebody to help out with some setup for the Thunderfest, for a community event, you know, for us here. Why not give a hand for that? You know, it doesn't take up too much of your time. So we've got the ability, we've got the hands, we've got the, you know, the numbers of people that are willing to put forth some help, and you know what? We can do it. So we're going to do it.
Now, a lot of us don't have a lot of money, right. But we do have a little time.
Of course.
And that's kind of the thing, isn't it?
And that's it. I mean, that's why, you know, when I was kind of promoting for the blood drive, we just said, you know, if you can help donate blood, awesome. If you can help donate help, like set up, great. That's maybe you can bring some brownies, you know, or like whatever, like, but it doesn't take much. And often I think we kind of get this, you know, stuck in this mindset of like, oh man, you know, I will next time, or I don't know, I don't have the time for that, or I what am I going to be able to give, or what can I do? You know, I don't have, or my blood type isn't great, or you don't have to be the blood donor. You can just be somebody that can check on people or help out, you know, during the day. And so that's, I mean, those things are simple, but sometimes we just need a little reminder or something to kind of, you know, prompt our thinking about, oh yeah, well I could do that. You know, I could be the person that could go check on, hey, can I get you a water? You know, unless you're looking a little pale for the recovery, or to get a nurse to go over and check on them, or whatever that is. So those are all the things that we're looking to do. And it's just, again, I think it's simple, but it's something that really kind of gets often overlooked. And we are, I mean, we're busy. Everybody's busy. I look at our calendar and I'm going, it's supposed to be summer. We're off from school for the summer. And it's like, what are we doing? Well, we can't do it this day or this day. That, you know, we just, because we're busy folks, and that's a lot of folks. Everyone has so many things going on. And so, but just to carve out a little bit of that time to help out, that's great. We want to be able to do that. So
yeah,
that's our aim.
Definitely. And it sounds like it's going well. And and speaking of financial, once in a while, it's kind of good to get a little fundraiser and get some, and you've got something coming up here real soon.
Yeah. July 25th. We're doing a beanbag tournament, at the community center. The registration is from 3 to 4, and I'll cover this again later or whatever, but registration from 3 to 4. And then we start throwing bags at 4:30. And this all kind of came about with, my brother-in-law, Shelley's brother, Josh. He and Ryan were actually on a beanbag team together down at Sportsman's. And so I don't know, some folks might have seen our videos coming out that we put on Facebook and Instagram or whatever. And that's why we started that original one down at Sportsman's. I was referencing Honkers, but I was kind of talking about Honker there. And so Ryan and Josh had the team. And so, you know, that was something that Ryan enjoyed, was throwing bags. And so we're like, okay. We had in February, we had the trivia night, and I can't even remember if it was that night or right after that or something like that. Josh starts thinking about, I wonder if we could do a beanbag tournament in the summer or something, like, you know, just kind of do another fundraiser type of thing. And I was all about it, and Shelly was on board with it, and the girls were on board with it. And so we thought, okay, well, we'll kind of revisit it and just kind of see where this gets to. And so then we started kind of, you know, putting our heads together, and we said, yeah, we could make this happen. And so I reached out to the community center and asked Jody, I'm like, hey, what do you guys have available? Looked down the calendar for a Saturday in the summer, like, well, we have July 25th, and that's the only, and I said, we're going to book it. Like, let's do it. So we booked the community center, because you never know what the weather's going to be. So having the event indoors is really cool. So we're going to have 20 sets of boards set up. So that's enough for 40 teams. That's enough for 80 people to be throwing bags. Which I'm like, that's amazing. If we can get 80 people there to throw bags or more, even if there's, you know, we have to have a secondary bracket or I don't know, whatever this is going to work. It's our first time doing it. But if we can get people together for a great cause, to donate some money for us through Ryan's Route to kind of help out these other things that we're doing, that's what we're looking for. And so I know Honker at Sportsman's has been kind of supportive of us. He's gotten us some swag and whatnot, and we're going to help kind of put together some packages for like first, second, and third place winners. It is for fun. If you're very, very, very competitive, I just to kind of let you know, it is a fun event. Try your best, obviously. But it's just kind of one of those things where it's a fun, family-friendly kind of event that we can get together. People from all walks of life who love to throw bags. I mean, that's not just a one type of person, right? Everyone that loves to throw bags is just out there to throw bags. And so we thought we would kind of put that and open that up to people. Come on out and, you know, have a good time. It's just, that's what it's about. It's about fun, getting together with people, laughing, you know, if you win the game, great. If you don't, I mean, that's okay too. So there's some other things that go along with that as well. I mean, we've got a meal that we're going to be serving there too. So I think it's kind of a neat cause, and it's something that a lot of people can get behind. So, and have fun with.
How do you find that many boards to?
Well,
did you have to go out searching?
Well, that's the thing about when we were talking about doing this, it's a good question to ask. So my brother-in-law has put on tournaments before. And so he's like, well, I got some boards. And I said, well, Josh, how many sets of boards? He's like, well, I got about 12 sets of boards. I'm like, well, that's a pretty good start. But the other great thing was, is that with him and Ryan also playing at Sportsman's, Honker was like, hey, we've got 8 sets of boards that will help donate for the event. And we're like, oh my gosh, that'd be amazing. So that gets us to 20 sets of boards. And I'm like, man, this, that fills up. That's a great night. That's a lot of fun in one evening and that many people coming out to help support us. So if it works, it works. And we're really hoping that we get a bunch of people to show up.
Throwing bags, as you mentioned, all ages. I mean, it could be a team of eight, and your partner could be 80, and you know, it works out, right?
As a matter of fact, you talked about that, and it's all ability levels, too. I was at a meeting just the other day in the morning, and I saw Billy Jones there, and I said, hey, Billy, I said, did you see the – he goes, yeah. He goes, you know, I'm having knee surgery. I said, oh, man, I'm sorry to hear that. He goes, you think I could throw from a wheelchair? And I said, you
probably
know what? If you can – let's get you a team. So I'm not sure if Billy's showing up or not on the 25th, but if he does, he's going to roll himself in and start throwing some bags. But no, it is. It is kind of an all ages event. Like, and one of the things that kind of speaking of the ages piece of that is that our focus for Ryan's Root, kind of for the resources and the help that we want to provide, we're really kind of narrowing in on an age range for kind of the, you know, late teens, young adults, kind of the 16 to 25 year age range. We, as our group has kind of come together and talked about things, we said, you know, that age range, about 10 years, there's a lot of transitions that happen for kids for that time period. I mean, if you think about 16 years old, you know, you're going to get your license. If you think about 18, you know, you're looking at graduation, maybe college, or maybe out to the workforce, or, and then what are the challenges that go with that? You know, when you quote unquote become an adult at 18 legally, there's a lot of different things that kind of occur. And, you know, sometimes kids aren't always ready for that, or they're not always, you know, quite sure, okay, well, what do I do about this? Or, and so we kind of want to, through our organization, we really want to kind of focus to help. And I guess I say kids, cause I'm a little older than that. But we really want to kind of help kids or young adults in that age range, help navigate those things, those challenges that might come up. And some of those challenges are, you know, just like stress of the job or stress of graduating or stress of, hey, I got to go to college and I got to have a degree, or, but do you really have to, you know, I mean, so some of those things, and that's where we just kind of want to be a resource. We want to be able to either ourselves, our own organization, help them out with that. Or if we don't have, you know, that thing to help you out with, maybe we can network with somebody else that can help you with that. Because I mean, life's tough. There's a lot of challenges that happen out there. And if you have somebody in your corner, somebody that's able to support you, or an organization that's able to support you, you're probably going to have a better outcome. And so if we can be that organization, we want to be that organization.
So the goal would be like somebody reaches out to you, you could be there to talk to them.
For
or,
sure.
Or send them somewhere else.
Get them in a direction that they need to go. Yeah. Something positive, something that, I think a lot of kids feel stuck sometimes when they get into a situation that they haven't experienced, or they don't know someone that has experienced this situation, and to figure out, how do I navigate this? You know, what am I supposed to do next? Or should I even know what to do next? I think if those kids and young adults have somebody to help get them through that, to guide them through that, to give them some direction or just some support. Hey, I understand that this is tough. What can I do to help you? If we can be that group, and those kids and young adults can reach out to us and say, hey, I am struggling with this, or I do need a little help with this, or I have no clue what I'm doing right now. Do you guys have a direction of the, if we can be that, we want to be that. We want to help out. We want to help people. I mean, that's just, again, it's kind of, it seems so simple, but sometimes it can be hard. And so if we can help folks, we want to help folks.
If you can look down the road, Mark, are there goals for Ryan's Root that you'd like to see, like 5 years down the road? I mean, would you like to have a place, an office, or, you know? What are you thinking?
You know, I mean, I guess the pie in the sky thing is that Ryan's Root just becomes this organization that our family just is, that like that just becomes what we are. Are we there yet? Oh, gosh, not even close. Not even close. I think we just kind of, to be honest with you, Phil, I think right now we just kind of take it a step at a time. You know, what's our next thing in front of us? We have, and that's the other part that kind of actually filters into what we're talking about for what we want to do for people. We've got people that support us too, which is absolutely amazing. I mean, some of the videos that have come out, we've talked about all these folks that are just like, hey, we're doing this. And I don't know how many people have reached out and, hey, can I donate something? Hey, can I help with this? Hey, can I, like, that's what this is about. This is about community helping community, right? And so that kind of gives us a, I don't know, it gives us like a little uplift, right? We have a sign in our front lawn that says we rise when we lift others up. And I think that's what our community does. I look at these different events that have occurred, and I'm thinking about like the Mike Stafford event that happened up at the orchard. Oh my gosh. Like we walked in there and I'm like, look at all these people here, but they're there for a cause, right? They're there to help people out. And that gave me, when we walked in there, I saw Lisa and all the folks and all the donations for like, that is what our community does. We are able to pull together and do things like that. And so that's so encouraging to see in a time where we hear a lot of negative that comes out, right? There's a lot of, you know, complaining, and there's a lot of arguing, and there's a lot of bickering, and, you know, you got to be this or this, and two-sided stuff. I don't know that it necessarily has to be that. You know, you can have different opinions about things. Sure, everybody does. But when it comes to a common cause, if you can help somebody out, if we're helping community, we should be able to help community. And put those other things, whatever those things are, you can set those aside. If we're trying to help you out, okay. I might not agree with you on everything, but if you're looking for some help, I can help you. You know, yeah. It's all right. It's okay.
There are areas where we all can agree. Of course, helping our youth, I think everybody can agree on that.
I would 100% would agree with that. That because it is such an acute need. I think, mm-hmm. You look at the statistics and all of those things, and we just got done helping out. That was actually one of the other things that we helped out with in April was the HHS had put on a little community forum from the book The Anxious Generation, and kind of just what the evidence and the data shows behind what is going on with our youth, our younger generation today. And it's a challenge for them. They're growing up in a much different environment than you and I grew up in, right? And because of that, it presents new challenges for them. So if the people that are seeing those things and hearing about those things and learning about those things can help that generation to be like, hey, yeah, this is in front of you, or this is something that you might struggle with. How can I help you with that struggle or with that challenge? Or I can walk alongside you or coach you or direct you or mentor you, whatever that is. And I think it's a good thing if we can do that and put those things aside, that whatever, and are you going to get pushback and is everybody going to jump on board? No, of course not. That's life. But if you can help one or two or three or four or hundreds of people, whatever it is, that's where we kind of want to be at. So your original question was asking about like long range 5-year plan. I don't know that we have one other than like, hey, this could be awesome as an organization to be able to be a full-time thing that we can just do. But I think we're just right now, we're just kind of taking it a step at a time, doing some of these fundraisers, doing these Care Like Ryan days to just let the community know that, hey, if you have a need for something and we can help, hey, let's give you a hand.
I know you've been helping in a lot of things that, you know, maybe fly under the radar a little bit. You know, obviously you don't do it for the recognition.
No, it's not. And that's the whole thing. I mean, and honestly, that was Ryan too. When Ryan would help somebody, it wasn't like, hey, look at me, I'm helping you. He just helped people to help people. I'm hoping that it was us, Shelly and I, that kind of, you know, instilled that in him. He had a great, he had great role models too, to be able to help out with that. So having those things kind of come together and define a part of who he was. Right. And so for us to be able to do that then too, and to not gain a lot of recognition for that. It kind of grows organically, right? We just put out, I think it was early last week, about, we have 500 Facebook followers now, and it's more than that now, but like, we never thought that was going to be the thing. We just want to help. And so if people are there and recognizing those things to be like, hey, this is something that, or some people that I could reach out to that I'm having a hard time with this, they might be able to help me out. Great. And if that word gets out and that word spreads and spreads further and spreads further, then wonderful. I mean, right now we are kind of a Richland Center, Richland County-ish area focus. Well, that could go Southwest Wisconsin. It could go the state of Wisconsin. Could go Nash. I have no idea where this is going to end up. But if it ends up helping more people, then that's the goal. That's the end goal of the whole thing.
Yeah, that's the key. You're still going to do a trivia night and some other things planned this year?
Yeah, I mean, the trivia thing in February, that's going to be an annual thing. I don't think we're shying away from that at all. It was, oh my gosh, what an outpouring that evening too. That's like, those memories are still fresh in my mind about, all the people that were there, we got to get more tables out because there's more teams. Like, that's just, that's amazing. That's so cool. And so we're really excited about that. And to be able to run that as an annual thing is awesome. Some of these other events, you know, that we've been helping out with, we already talked to Mick and just said, hey, next year, put us on the books. We'll be there to help you, you know. For the blood drive, talking about, you know, whenever they're, because it's every other month that they're doing their blood drives. Hey, we'll put some post out for you or something just to kind of get more awareness out there. So all of those things are things that we want to help with. Just recently, with the Aquatic Center was kind of partnering with Monica Rennish and Brittany Murr for Cole Muth. And we kind of just asked, hey, can we do a promo video for this? We want to let more people know that this is going on. And they were like, absolutely. So talked to Lizzie Forehand out in front of the pool. And then we had the event there that night and Monica and Brittany were there. And so like, if we can do that and that helps people, and in this case, helping the Muth family, by all means, we want to be able to be that avenue to spread that awareness and to spread that help and get those folks the assistance that they need. And I think it turned out pretty darn well that night too. Mm-hmm. So it was good.
I always say we're very fortunate. I mean, in a lot of small communities are probably similar, but you know, a lot of times in the bigger towns, you don't even know your next door neighbor and you don't know that they're going through a cancer journey or what they're going through. Here, and then, you know, we're all in it together, it seems like.
Yeah, it is one of those things. I mean, it is a unique thing. You know, some people complain about the small town stuff. I mean, there's pros and cons to anywhere you're just talking about the big city. Okay, there's all these opportunities. But if you don't know your neighbor, or you can't make that connection with those folks. Whereas in this area, we have a very tight-knit community, a very outgoing, giving community. And I think that's such a, for the people that are here, I think they recognize that blessing of how that can be such a help, an assistance, it's almost like you get a little step up, right? I mean, if you kind of compare it to some other things, you can go to your neighbor and I can knock on Jen Hall's door. She lives right next to me. Jen, hey, can I get a little, you know, and she'd be like, oh, of course, you know, or the girls would come over, Gary and Michelle are right down the road. Like I got Jim Hatfield across the street from me. Like I know who my neighbors are. Judy Barnacle's right down there. Like I know who they are. And it's so awesome. The Dre's are across from us. That's invaluable. You don't get that in every place that you go. And so I think we're extremely fortunate to have that. And the other part of that, too, is that they know us as well because you make those connections. You foster those relationships and keep that going and make that spread. Man, there's a lot of potential that could come along with that. So
you bet. Yeah. Just that's where you make a difference.
Well, and that's what we're trying to do.
In your own community, right. So the event, Ryan's Route 25th, on the 25th, the Beanbag Tournament.
Correct.
Do people pre-register for that? Or?
Yeah, so there's a couple things to go along with that. Actually, there's another piece to that, too. So I'll talk about the Beanbag Tournament first. So the registration is from 3 to 4. If you have seen on Facebook that, you know, you're going to go, and if you want to click on that link going, that's awesome. That kind of helps us get a little more, I guess, closer on the numbers. But you don't have to. So that registration is open for that hour from 3 to 4. You can come as a team. It is $10 per person, essentially. But if you have a team of two, obviously $20. But maybe you're just like, man, I don't know. Maybe I'll get somebody, or somebody bails on you last minute. Show up. There might be somebody else that's looking for another person to throw with. So you can come on in anywhere between 3 and 4. Once that 4 o'clock time hits, then we're going to start making the brackets for who needs to play who and so on and so forth. And then around 4:30, we're going to start throwing bags. The other thing that's happening during that time is that we have, it's got to be the cheapest meal in town, I think. I don't know. We'll see. We have pulled pork sandwiches. We have mac and cheese. We have chips. We have a dessert provided by a couple different providers, Christy Sunnyside and Mariah Green. And then we also have waters or lemonade. And the lemonade is Lauren has kind of, she's taken on this thing where she's starting to do these mixes and matches. And so she's going to be making custom lemonades. There's a couple different that you can choose from or whatever that can go along with the meal. And all of that is $10. And you can either come in. You don't even have to play bags to get the meal. If you want to come in and play bags and you want to get something to eat, perfect. You're there already. If you want to just come down and get the meal and hang out there for a while, watch what's going on, you can do that too. If you're like, hey, I'm on the go, but I would like to get that, We have to-go containers. You can grab a meal or two or five or however many you want, get them in a to-go container and take it home with you. That's completely fine too. So I've had the pork. I've had the mac and cheese. Oh my gosh, they're fantastic. It's delicious. We're going to have some different barbecue sauces that you can keep with that too if you want to put barbecue on there. The chips are kind of like the Doritos mix, you know, Lay's chips, whatnot. Desserts, Christy, I think, is making cookies, and Mariah, I believe, is making brownies. So you can maybe kind of figure out what you want for that. Water, and then the different types of lemonades. And $10? I don't know. I've heard that phrase, you can't afford not to. Maybe you can't afford not to. That's a cheap meal for the evening.
That's a good deal. What if somebody wanted to throw 20 in for a meal, whatever, right?
Right. I mean, it's completely up to you. I mean, obviously, if you're like, hey, it's, you know, the meal is $10 and you want to give a donation, well, that's amazing. If you're willing to do that, that's perfect. That's fantastic. Well, I mean, we're going to put it to good use. We gave out the couple of scholarships at the end of May, one at Weston, one at Urson Center. Each of those was $1,000. We're looking to continue that, you know, each year. We want to keep doing that. And if we can give either more scholarships or maybe even more in a higher amount, you know, if that grows into that, we want to do that too. I mean, that, again, that's the focus. It's the youth that we want to try and help out. So, and if this helps fund those scholarships moving forward, that's what it's all about.
Great. Keep doing what you're doing. It's very inspiring.
We're trying.
Yeah. Good luck to you, Mark.
Thank you.
You bet. Mark Chambers joining us. The Beanbag Tournament coming up on the 25th, representing Ryan's Root today. Good to have Mark Chambers in the studio with us.